There are new details this week on the 15-day prison standoff that ended earlier this month in Arizona. It was the longest prison standoff in U.S. history. Two violent offenders took two corrections officers hostage in a tower at the Lewis complex of the Arizona State Prison System. A male prison guard was released after a week. A female guard was kept hostage throughout the standoff. This week, transcripts of an interview with that female hostage have been made public. They provide startling details about how both hostages were treated, and there are new questions about how county officials handled the situation. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ has been following the story, and he joins us now. Mark, what have you learned about how this standoff started?
One of the inmates named Ricky Wasserman, who was a violent criminal already in the prison, tried to recruit as many as 15 other inmates on the morning of January 18th during breakfast and stood up and said something to the effect of, "Boys, this is our lucky day." And he tried to recruit these inmates into hatching an escape attempt. He overtook one of the officers in the kitchen with a pair of sort of handcrafted metal shanks and then shaved, cleaned up, got a hold of a guard's uniform, put that on, and was able to con his way into a tower in the middle of the prison yard past a guard. And that's when things became even more violent inside that tower.
Now, the female hostage who was kept for the duration of this spoke with investigators from the hospital, and the transcript of that is one of the things you've been reading. What are the details that you're learning from that?
The transcripts really bring to light some violent and disturbing and graphic details of what actually happened inside that tower. They talk about both guards, the male and the female, being beaten into submission. The male guard who was at the tower being beaten with a big kitchen stirring spoon and being beaten until his head was bleeding profusely. There was blood in the corner. There was a lot of blood inside the tower where he was beaten. The graphic details and the demeaning conditions of the sexual assault that the female guard suffered inside that tower. According to these transcripts, the female guard talks repeatedly about wanting to steal the gun or guns that the inmates had and shoot them both, thinking that they had nothing to lose at this point. She said at one point in the transcripts that, "Look, we're dead already." But the male guard, who's described in the transcripts as Auk, talked her out of doing that.
Investigations have begun into how this all came about and what security lapses there might have been. What is coming out so far in the preliminary investigations?
Probably the most prominent thing that came out was that the guard inside the tower opened the door without first making sure that the person who happened to be Wassenauer, the inmate, who had a guard's uniform on, really wasn't a guard. And he opened the door for him, allowing him to get in. Apparently there were repeated security checks that failed, both by radio and phone. Officers ignored them, apparently, or the inmates found a way to get around them. There wasn't even an emergency call sounded for 2 hours after the inmates got in because they managed to confuse the system. Even after a call for help went out, some officers were slow in getting there because they thought it was a drill. There apparently was an announcement that this is not a drill, and just general security lapses at a prison where you would expect it to be very tight.
Is this a maximum security facility?
It's a medium to maximum security facility. They were in the maximum security wing.
And I assume that investigations are continuing. We haven't heard the last of this yet.
They are continuing. There's a legislative panel that's investigating it, but because as these things do when they reach a capital, they're becoming political. The man who's the county attorney who has talked about running for governor in a few years is starting his own investigation because he feels as though the governor, who was very involved in this, I might add, in trying to end this standoff, can't be as objective as she needs to be. So now, unfortunately, we have dueling political battles going on over it as well, and a legislative panel doing their own investigation.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much.
Sure.
Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix.